Welcome to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by EV Mobility, here to keep you moving. For daily life, travel, or just having fun, visit goevmobility.com. Over the next hour, you'll be introduced to business and local leaders impacting our community. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio at 540-371-5756 or comment on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Town Talk powered this morning by Stafford Tourism. For information on events and activities, visit TourStaffordVA.com. TourStaffordVA.com. Arsenal events, our focus this morning. We're going to talk about running and running opportunities in the area. And good friend Kristen Loescher back with us this morning. Kristen, Happy New Year. Glad to have you here.
Happy New Year. It's great to be back. It's hard to believe like it's the new year already, but here we are.
Yes, just looking at the races that are coming up this spring. It was actually good to see that because it felt to me like, even though we're in winter, there's hope.
You got to keep moving, man. Well, and if you compare last year at this time to this year, I mean, we're enjoying 70 degree weather right now.
Yep.
I mean, you can't, there's no complaints.
No complaints.
And no excuses. People should be outside running.
Yeah.
Or walking.
And that's a good point. Everybody who's done resolutions, especially in the running world, you've got a few months now to kind of build up some stamina and get ready for a 5K.
Absolutely. And I would say, you know, Virginia is one of the most challenging environments I feel like to train in sometimes. You have the heat and humidity of the summer and some of the coldness in the winter, but I mean, right now, take advantage
of it.
Germanic
Community College's spring courses.
Any spring 5K that's coming up.
What do you recommend to people about getting ready? When do you start training? Or if I'm looking at running in a race, just say a 5K this spring, what should we do?
Well, it depends on your current fitness level. So there are a lot of people that are starting from scratch right now. There are people that have been running regularly and they're really focused on possibly running their fastest 5K ever.
Yeah.
I saw some chat in the Stafford Moms Run This Town Facebook group. And, you know, we're getting older. And so starting to realize that maybe we may not PR in certain distances anymore because, you know, we're getting older every year. But I would say just set very realistic, consistent goals and work on getting out and moving 4 to 5 days a week at least. But again, realistic. So there are, you know, this time of year, it's so easy to be like, to set, you know, these huge grand goals for yourself. And a lot of times with resolutions, it feels like it's kind of black or white, you know, pass fail type of thing, where like once you miss it, you're like, oh man, I failed. So
yeah.
I don't do resolutions anymore. I do try to set more realistic goals where, hey, I'm going to work out 4 to 5 days a week. It's not going to be 7 days a week. It's not going to be all 365 days of the year, because once you miss one, you're like, oh man, that's over. But just something realistic, get moving, because something is better than nothing.
Right. That's yes. Now I have every day this week I've been able to, I've closed my circle on my watch.
Nice, good.
So I figured, but you're right. When the day comes, and it could be today if it's going to rain,
right,
that I don't get out and not able to do things. But
right,
like you say, just get back up and keep doing it.
Yeah. Well, because you just moved every, you know, the first 3 years or days of the year. So if you don't miss it on day four, it's not a big deal. Get out on day five.
Well, and we live in a great area as far as the, we don't have winter as long as some areas. And this really is a good time, especially if you want to start running this spring and to be ready for a race.
Yes.
To start doing it right now is
pretty good.
It's
such a great time. Yeah, and we have so many fun, great races coming up on the calendar. You know, talking about the Stafford Race Series, it's a 5-race series again this year. It's gone anywhere from 3 races to 5 races over the past few years. And so we are so excited to have 5 in-person races again. Stafford Race Series kicks off with Stafford Hospital's Spring Fever Race on April the 15th. They've been virtual for the last couple of years because of COVID.
Mm-hmm.
So this is their first year back in person, and we couldn't be more excited for it.
Oh, I wonder, because I know that has been the case, and to be able to get out there and run again.
Yeah. Oh, it's going to feel awesome. It's going to feel great to support the hospital. So, you know, everybody's supporting them virtually, but running virtually on your own, you know, it isn't quite the same as towing the line on race day with several hundred other runners, you know, getting ready to go out there and either, you know, run your fastest race, you know, that you're shooting for, or just come out there and complete the race for that great cause.
How difficult was COVID for you? on just and not even on the business level, because that changed everything in and for races. I do remember, I'll never forget, 4th of July and seeing you.
Oh, that was, gosh.
Seeing you over at the Y, and there was just like a handful of people.
That was like a victory. Well, I think we hit maybe 100, a little bit over 100 registrants for that race. Maybe 90-something to show up that morning because it was the first race back in the area. So, yeah, I mean, it's definitely been interesting. 2020 was challenging, meaning that you were constantly pivoting. You know, we were trying to just figure out how can we have this business survive. 2021 felt like more of a normal year. 2022, I could say, is the first year that we felt like we were successful.
Yeah.
You know, and I know a lot of people are just like, you know, usually it takes 3 years to feel like you're, you know, you're successful in a business or you're making a profit. And yeah, I mean, it was definitely the case for us. Just, you know, there's nobody could have predicted COVID and the shutdowns. No,
and nobody knew what to do or how to do it. And you did navigate it, but it was not nearly as much fun.
No, it wasn't. Well, and it was different, too, because, you know, we were having to stand 6 feet apart. At the starting lines, remember we had the X's on the ground where everybody was, you know, keeping their distance. And yeah, it was just a very interesting time. I mean, thankfully, I feel like I am a halfway decent problem solver. And, you know, if I'm like, okay, here's all the rules and I am a rule follower, how can I make sure that we're basically adhering to all of these guidelines and producing safe events? You know, it was just so many other layers of planning that went into all of that.
Thankfully, like you say,
yes.
we're back. We're gonna jump in and talk more about the Stafford Race Series and some other really cool events that you're involved in. The other thing I noticed you're doing a lot in this area, but you're also doing more and more races in Manassas and Lorton and kind of branching out into Northern Virginia.
Yeah, we have some. There's two new partnerships that we've started in this year that I'm really excited about. We will be timing the National Police Week 5K. It is in May. It'll be up by the Pentagon. So we're super excited about that. That should be a 2,000-3,000 person race. And then also we'll be timing some triathlons up in Reston this year. So we're excited to partner with CORE Foundation to support them on their triathlon. So there's a lot of really exciting things coming this year.
And if people want to get more information, it's what?
Arsenal-events.com. You got it.
Okay. That gives you all kinds of information. And a kind of a heads up on what's coming up. Kristen Loescher here with Arsenal Events. Quick break. We'll be back on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
You're listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by EV Mobility. Here to keep you moving. For daily life, travel, or just having fun, visit goevmobility.com. Got a question for today's guest? Text the studio now at 540-371-5756. Here's the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubert.
Kristen Loescher here this morning with Arsenal Events. One of the things that you mentioned on your website, arsenal-events.com, is just the race day experience. And that is really important. I mean, you really make an emphasis to make it fun for individuals, families, and especially for kids.
Yes. Well, that's the thing. I mean, we have three kids that run. Our middle child, she's more of a field hockey player, though. But yes, so having been a runner, you know, Ken and I both ran in high school and college ourselves and have run a lot of races to bring kind of that bigger race feel to our area, you know, in Fredericksburg and Stafford is important to us. So we generally will bring in DJ Shine. She's our DJ. We love her. and just having that lively music, that exciting energy, the great t-shirts, the medals, you know, for a lot of people, they are newer runners, you know, and you don't know if people coming out are running their 100th 5K or they're running their very first.
Yeah.
So to hear those stories from them of this was my very first 5K or this was my first half marathon. We hosted 50K in August and there were a lot of first time ultra marathon, you know, participants. And so to be able to be a part of that experience and make it a positive, memorable one, super important to us.
Well, and it does it. It makes it an event. And I think for kids,
yes,
just to feel like you're part, because so for I know years ago, it would be like, well, there's the kids' race, and then there'll be the adult race.
Right.
But you make it, the kids, I mean, kids have to feel like that they're the stars.
Oh, they're a big deal. Yeah, I mean, the music is pumping, the parents are lining the street, cheering for them, and getting them, you know, getting them ready to go, and cheering them in from the very first finisher to the very last finisher. You know, everybody should have the same experience regardless, right? So it's so fun, and to see the smiles on the kids' faces, you know, and we were joking like during the intermission here about our kids running ourselves. Like they would run for the donut at the finish line.
Yeah.
That's what initially got them out there. Like, you know, because we tried to be healthy eaters. We try. And so we weren't out there buying donuts. But if you run a mile, kids, you'll get a donut at the finish.
Get a donut. Yeah. No, it's great. You also have to feel like, and I saw it at the Great Train Race last year, standing at the start for one of the races, and taking pictures and noticing that all in the way on Caroline Street, how everyone was lined up, and every parent is standing there with a phone.
Oh gosh, yes.
And you just look at that, but in your case, you really are part of making memories.
Yes. Well, and it's cool, too, because technology has changed. So every runner that runs our race right now, they also get their finisher video. So we'll set up, you know, a tablet to record the finishes. So when they go to their results, they'll actually be able to watch a 10-second clip of their finish. So and we're in a different world now, too. Mm-hmm. Social media is such a big thing. And to be able to provide photo opportunities, you know, providing backdrops or little cutouts where they can get their picture taken. You know, we have Buddy the Elf at our Frosty race.
Oh, I don't know who Buddy is,
he's
but
amazing.
Buddy is just amazing.
It's a secret. It's a secret. But he is awesome. So, you know, you have parents and kids getting their picture taken with them. We had a snow machine this year. And it doesn't snow a lot in Virginia.
Yeah.
So it was fun because, just seeing the smiles on the kids' faces, it makes it all worthwhile.
And a lot of these kids, I know with several of my kids, they got to like these runs so much that they turned out to be highly competitive runners in high school and college, and this was the start.
Yes, it all starts when they're young, and they start to feel that success, you know, at age 5 and 6. And whether they continue to be runners or they, you know, they play basketball or they wrestle in high school, whatever it might be, they might be swimmers. Running is such great cross training, and just, you know, staying active and making sure that you're taking care of your body from an early age, it does make a difference and it makes an impact in these kids' lives.
Yeah, it gives them confidence,
too. Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. They think they're such a big deal. They're crossing that finish line.
Yeah.
They're getting their medal. Everyone's cheering for them. It's a ton of fun.
Well, everybody points to, and it's true, the Great Train Race is such a happening and such a big race. But the Frosty 5K in Stafford is right up there. And it's always a very cold day. There's a couple times
there was a smattering of snow.
Yeah.
Before the race started this year. Yes, that one is probably one of my favorites, simply because it supports the Gwyneth Gift Foundation. Mm-hmm. We had over 500 runners come out for that race this year. So it was the biggest race that we had hosted, you know, as far as Frosty goes. So to see those numbers grow year after year, you know, people come out just for the experience. And there's not a lot of races that are happening in December either. And we love it too because a lot of our races are themed. So people are planning their costumes. We have the Barton family in Stafford, and they are a family of 6. They have 4 girls. Every year they show up for a Halloween race and they have a themed costume, whether it be Star Wars, Wizard of Oz, whatever it is, they have an epic costume every year.
Well, you and your husband and your team who does all of this, you all have a lot of fun.
We do have a lot of fun. Yeah, we joke around a lot. You know, of course, we're working. It is hard work, but it is a ton of fun. We were so blessed to be able to have a lot of the Race Timing Unlimited team come over to work for us as well because they were invested and they still are invested in the running community. It takes a special person to get up at 3 or 4 in the morning.
I was going to talk to you about that.
to show up on race day. And they are so dedicated. They're runners themselves, you know, Tammy, Lynn, and Gabby. A lot of times they'll go out and they'll sign up for a race on an off weekend, you know, for us. Or sometimes it might be, you know, we're timing a smaller event and they'll go out and run a half marathon together. They'll run 12-hour races. You know, they're those crazy long-distance ultra-marathon types of people. And I mean, they love the running community and they love being a part of it.
I hope before you retire that I have, because I have video of it, it followed you around at the Great Train Race.
Yes.
And, you know, it was like 4 a.m. when you guys are down at City Dock.
Yep.
With all these pipes and
setting up the truck, putting it all together. Yeah, it's an early start. But I mean, we would rather get out even a little bit earlier and not have the stress of, oh man, you know, it's 30 minutes before the race starts and
something's not working.
So it is better to get out there early and feel like you have that extra 30 minutes, 60 minutes of breathing room, making sure everything is up and running, because you want, you know, primarily we're timers. We'll time 60 to, you know, 70 events a year at this point. And we're hosting 6 ourselves, but for the most part, we are serving, you know, the races and the race directors.
Yeah.
We want to make sure their race day goes smoothly.
Boy, and technology has just, technology has changed so quickly.
Yes.
I mean, it used to be the chip,
around the ankle.
Yeah. To me, that's where we'll be. And that's just such old technology and hasn't been that long.
It is. Yeah. So it is nice to have those disposable timing tags on the back of the bib now, because you don't have to worry about collecting them back from the runners afterwards. And I mean, you're doing a lot of stuff ahead of the race, but when we use those ankle chips, because we'll still use them for triathlons, to be able to then, you have to take them home afterwards. You have to take them all apart, wash them, dry them, put them all back together. It's a couple hours post-race to be able to, you know, get all the tri-tags ready again for the next triathlon. So, yeah, and even like washing vests and stuff. Sometimes I look around my house and I go, what has happened here? Like, we look like, you know, a safety store or something. There's, you know, fluorescent orange and yellow everywhere.
Yeah, yeah. No, I can remember with like the chips and all, you'd be on your way home from a race and one of your kids would
you're
say,
like, oh man, you still have it on.
And you're like, we got to take that back. They're going to charge us. Do you know how much this will cost?
Yes. Yeah. It's it was kind of a little bit of an extra hassle, but yes. So gone are those days of the ankle tags with all of our running events, which is nice. It's very nice to not have to wash them other than for triathlons.
Or even before there was that of standing at the finish line and having people write everything
popsicle
down.
Popsicle sticks or something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, getting handed that. Yeah, it's changed. I mean, even when I ran cross country, I remember getting into the finish chute and they'd be ripping the bottom portion of your bib off and putting it on a pole and kind of, you know, keeping track of it that way. So yes, it is very nice to have computer systems that are just processing all of that for you.
Well, and you're the finish line now. You've got, I mean, you have a spectacular finish line and a start, by the way, where it's an inflatable, and it's, I mean, again, it leads you to believe. I mean, this is a big time thing.
It is a big time thing, and you know, Fredericksburg is a very runner friendly community too. So it's nice for people that live locally to be able to have so many race options locally and not have to travel. It is definitely fun traveling to go run other races. You know, a lot of the running community, they'll want to try to qualify for Boston, or they might run the Chicago Marathon, New York City Marathon. But there are so many great racing options that are right in your backyard.
My daughter ran Boston a couple of times, and we went up with her.
Mm-hmm.
And you come away from something like that, and you really appreciate the Fredericksburg Area Running Club and just the community of runners.
Oh, yeah.
Because you would see several people. I ran into Jay Harrison up in Boston.
Yep.
And you would run into several people that you see at local races, and you just think, we're a pretty big deal.
We are kind of a big deal. Yeah. Yeah. It is fun to run into people at other bigger races. And there's so many great options up in D.C. as well. So, and I would say, like, the running community here, they're dedicated.
Yeah.
There are so many people that are out at running at 4 a.m. I am not one of those folks. I am not a morning person, which is very odd considering the work that I do. But I am straight to the coffee machine in the morning to let the coffee kick in before I'm fully functioning.
Well, and when you talked about race timing unlimited, and I mean, Vic Culp is just a legend.
Oh, absolutely.
And he's still running.
He's still running, yes. And so it's a lot of fun to see him still running because I feel like he has more time to run now.
Yeah.
Right? So there are so many things that he held off on because he was timing 50 to 60 races a year. And so there were certain weekends he would set aside. So he had always done the JFK 50.
Yes.
And he would also always run the historic half here. So there were certain times he wouldn't time so that he would have the opportunity to race himself. But yes, I mean, local legend, and we were so fortunate to be able to take over from someone who was so organized, so detail-oriented, and so experienced, and willing to help, right? So if I, even now, if I have a question for Vic, I know I can call, text, or email, and he's happy to help. He's an incredible person.
Well, and we're fortunate. We talk about having the Fredericksburg Area Running Club here. We're fortunate to have Arsenal events because a lot of this doesn't happen without, or it's at a different level if it's not timed the way you're timing it.
Well, thanks. Yeah. I mean, we work really hard. My husband is a huge part of it behind the scenes. He's more of an introvert. I don't know if you knew that or not. Most people that are listening right now are probably like, yep, we know that. Ken doesn't talk a lot. So, but he's so smart and he's so talented when it comes to computer programming. I mean, he wrote a whole computer program for our results monitors. And so that was something he worked on a lot over the past winter.
Yeah.
Where it's a really cool display that we have out that's happening in real time. So as people are finishing, their name is showing up on these TV monitors, and he has like a little icon. So if there's a dollar bill next to your name, you know you won a cash prize. If there's a little metal icon, you know you're an age group winner. So
oh, wow.
It's nice because people will go to the results panel and be like, oh my gosh, I just placed, you know, third in my age group. I got to stick around for awards.
Yeah.
So again, you know, the technology has changed where so much of it's happening in real time. You'll get text notifications to your phone saying that you finished. It's just, yeah, it's a different experience. And a lot of that, I have to give mad props to Ken. Ken has worked so hard behind the scenes.
Well, and he's unflappable because I was with him last year when we did the the race at the Fred Natt Stadium.
And, uh-huh. Well, that's right. Yeah.
And so he was going to provide to me the list of, as people came, and
finishers,
it wasn't working.
Yep.
But he just, he kept at it, never seemed stressed
well,
by it.
Well, yes, and so that's really the key. Like, we have to not appear stressed. We could be dying on the inside, Ted.
You may have been.
But we're still smiling on the outside. It's like, you know, people joke around, you know, the duck, you know, they look so smooth on the surface, but underneath the water, their legs are just paddling furiously.
Right.
That's what's happening. We're paddling furiously.
So, I don't know if I've ever asked you this, if a lot of times groups decide that they want to have a race.
Mm-hmm.
It would seem if you're going to have a race, and if I'm thinking of or thinking this might be something that my group wants to do, you would be a good person to talk to because you could handle and have the knowledge to either handle how to do the distance,
yes,
how to do the timing,
yep,
how to make it work.
Yes, we love helping first-time races and first-time race directors because in that situation, you don't know what you don't know.
Right.
You know, you have to, oh, like, oh, I have to get a permit. Oh, I need insurance for these things.
Mm-hmm.
Where should I order my shirts from? You know, do you have recommendations for medals? There are so many different details that go into race planning, setting the race course, making sure there's arrows out, directing athletes with which way to go.
Yeah.
Organizing your volunteers. Yes. Yeah, so the good thing, I think, for us before we took over from Vic was I had race directing experience. So at least I had that coming into it. And Ken had not timing experience other than like very loosely when we used to put on the running club at Lewis and Clark Elementary down in Ladysmith. So we actually timed our first races there. So we would put on mile races,
yeah,
for these kids, you know, two times in the fall, two times in the spring, so they could see the progress that they had made from running with us regularly. And so we were timing them very, very, we were not very technologically savvy at that time.
But it got you ready.
It got it, you know what I mean? Like, we kind of like, we could do this. We could,
yeah,
figure this out. So it did help to have prior experience before taking over. And we've experienced a lot of things go wrong on race day. You know, so to be able to have that in the back of your brain of, yep, this happened this time, you know, and being able to guide them, it's a lot of fun for us. I mean, my personality is like, I really enjoy helping people. So whether it be putting on our races and we're supporting a nonprofit or helping those first time race directors or helping race directors even just stay calm on race day.
Yeah.
Because I know what it's like.
Yeah.
You know exactly what it's like where you're losing your mind. But no, it's so much fun.
So if you're thinking about it, arsenal-events.com.
Yeah.
Get in touch with you.
Absolutely.
Because
we'd love to help.
Like you say, there are just tons of things that you never beat. You hear a lot of times people say, we're thinking of raising some money and having a race.
Right.
You know, do you really know?
Yeah. What all goes into it?
There's a lot that does go into it.
Yes.
Kristen Loescher here with Arsenal Events, Town Talk powered by Stafford Tourism. For information on events and activities, visit tourstaffordva.com. More on News Talk 1230 WFVA. It is 8:30.
I had the radio on. I'm listening to
Talk
Done right. News Talk 1230 WFBA Fredericksburg, a Centennial Broadcasting Station.
ABC News, I'm Em Nguyen. Republican Congressman Kevin McCarthy
This is Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by EV Mobility. Here to keep you moving. For daily life, travel, or just having fun, visit goevmobility.com. Miss an episode of Town Talk? No problem. Just subscribe to the Town Talk podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, and Spotify. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Kristen Loescher here this morning with Arsenal Events. It's too bad this is only an hour. You're one of the guests that you and I could talk.
Probably a good half a day.
We could, and just tell stories. And I would be, someday you need to write a book on just the adventures.
When I have time. Yep.
Yeah, you don't have time right now. You don't have time right
there
now.
There are a lot of good stories.
One of the great things, and you're involved in a couple of events, the Dahlgren Trail, what's it called?
So it's the Dahlgren Railroad Heritage Trail out in King George.
It is a great trail.
Beautiful.
Yes,
I
it
mean,
is.
Part of me really wishes we lived in King George County to have that access in our backyards. It's amazing. I mean, people drive from around the area to be able to run there. It's fantastic. It's relatively flat, you know, and you can just go in, lock in a pace, and enjoy a nice run.
Yeah. Oh, it is. It is. I was going to say the same thing that I will go there, but it's a little bit of a drive to get there, but it's so worth it.
Oh, 110%. And it's shaded. So even in the summertime, if you need a good shaded run, it's still going to be hot. It's Virginia. But it's a great place to run in the summers.
The railroad tracks are there, but only really that I know of at the beginning.
It's about, first maybe half mile, 6/10 of a mile.
Yeah, it's there. And then the rest of the race, other than there's maybe a couple of places, if it's rained, it'll be
a little muddy.
But
that's it.
Otherwise, it's
fantastic.
The views are just
it's so
terrific.
Pretty. Yeah, you get lost in nature. It's a great place to be.
So on February 18th, you've got a half marathon there.
Yes, and so that race, Vic Culp started it several years ago. I think this might be year 15 or 16 that we'll be on. And I'm especially excited for this year because we had someone from the Coast Guard Academy reach out to us. So he's on the Coast Guard Academy marathon training team. Mm. And he was basically, tasked with finding a local-ish, so they're up in Annapolis, a local half marathon that they could come out and run and compete against each other to get ready for Boston. So we'll have 4 Service Academy teams come and race kind of against each other, but with us on February 18th on the Dahlgren Trail. So we'll have, I think it's West Point, the Naval Academy, Coast Guard Academy, and Air Force. So those marathon training teams are coming. It is going to be the fastest race we've ever hosted.
Yes.
Yes. It'll be exciting. And Brian Flynn from Run Sign Up, so he lives down in Ashland. He'll run a lot of our races. He is also incredibly fast. He's ready. He's ready to take them on because he's won the last couple of years. So yes, he's training to beat them.
That would be fun. I mean, and if you're a runner and whether you do marathons or half marathons, this is a great chance to go out there and sort of see how you stack up.
See where you stack up. And also, it kicks off the, the FARC Grand Prix series as well. So it's the first race of that 12-race series. And I will say, too, I've got to shout out Simventions and King George County. So when this, it was Joe Chase, when he reached out to me and said, hey, could we possibly get a discounted group rate? Or could we get a couple of complimentary entries in exchange for volunteering? Or, they were trying to, their budget's very small. And so I reached out to the trail group, and it kind of went from there. I'm like, oh, we need to figure out a way to comp all of their entries. So Simventions stepped up to the plate. They're one of the big sponsors for this race, as well as King George County, and all of their race entries have been covered thanks to them. They don't have to pay a penny. They just have to get here.
Really?
Yes. So I was so excited. Like, I was like, oh, I'll try. I told Joe, I said, I'll try to get a sponsor for you. I'll see if I can comp some of them. But once word got out, I mean, we live in such an area that's so supportive of the military.
Yeah.
And it took a couple of days. And people were like, nope, we got it covered. It was so cool.
Boy, and they're going to get, what a great view of the area they'll get just seeing that course.
Yes. It's beautiful. And people like that race too. It starts a little bit later in the morning because it's February. So it starts at 9. You can sleep in a little longer. we roast donuts over the fire afterwards. So it's not, you know, we take Krispy Kreme and put them on a stick, roast it over the fire. So again, back to the donuts. I do have a sweet tooth, but, and we'll have soup afterwards. It's actually my birthday that day. So I might have cake or donuts or cupcakes, something, you know, a little extra sugar.
So the, how do you do a half marathon there? Do you go all the way to Dahlgren?
It's an out and back. So we just do, yep, we do an out and back. So we don't go all the way to Dahlgren. However, for the 50K that we host in August, we do use the entire, almost the entire length of the trail.
Wow, because
it's
that's
about
a
15
long
and
trail.
A half, yeah, 15 and a half, 16 mile trail. So we're able to get a 50K on it.
Okay.
Yeah. Yep, it's good stuff.
That is, yeah, if even if you're just interested in hiking or and you can, it's a hard enough surface that you can take bikes on there.
Yes, a lot of people bike on it. You only have to fill out a permit. So you do need a permit to be able to use the trail. It's free though. It's something, I think they have QR codes out on the trail now. You just scan it, fill out your permit, and yeah, you're welcome to use it as much as you'd like. It's fantastic.
Yeah, no, I filled out an application yesterday. It took like 5 minutes.
It doesn't take
because
long.
I think that it's good for 2 years, and you can use it. So
that
is great that you're involved in that, and hopefully the weather's good and you don't have any issues.
Yes.
There have been issues in the past, I know.
People talk about the race. It was the 13th annual race, so I call it my unlucky 13. It was a little icy on the trail.
It was a little icy. People I know who did that race, just it's legendary.
People talk about it. Yep, they will talk about it for many years to come.
Yeah, so it's again.
Memories. It's just
making
memories.
Making memories.
Yes.
We talked a little bit. We started off in talking about about the Stafford Race Series, and this has grown because you and I remember talking about the Stafford Race Series, and it used to be just a couple of races,
right? Yes.
And now it's five.
It started as three. It went to five. COVID kind of crushed things a little bit, so it went back down to three. Now it's back to five.
Okay.
So we'll kick it off with Stafford Hospital's Spring Fever Race. That is on April the 15th.
Mm-hmm.
After that, we have a Memorial Day race that's back. So we're working with a gentleman. His name is Forrester. He's a runner out in Culpeper. He has a race that he wanted to host on Memorial Day. It'll be at Pratt Park, and it benefits Mission 22. So we're really excited about that. It's really to bring awareness to veteran suicide. He's a vet himself, and this is something he really wanted to do, being a runner, and just to raise an additional awareness with all of that.
Yeah.
And then in September, so we have an April race, a May race. When it comes to September, Go for Bow. So that's a race that has been held in Stafford for years now. I want to say maybe 11 or 12 years. They moved it to the Stafford Regional Airport last year. So if people are looking for a flat course, this is as flat as it can get in the area. So it was cool. And it's an evening race. So there's not a lot of evening races, but that race started at 6. They have a tot trot, a kid's mile, and then the 5K. And then the fourth race in the series is the Halloween 5K. That's October 28th. And then the fifth race is the Frosty 5K on December the 9th. So it is fun. I mean, really, it's a great way to map out the whole year as far as races goes.
Yeah.
If you have those five races on your calendar, you can't really, you know, fall off. You can't let yourself fall off and not train for too long. So it's a great way to really just stay moving the whole year. And you get a $5 discount on each race when you sign up for the bundle. So it's also a relatively inexpensive series. And all of them are quality races. So it's great to feel like, okay, it's back. Stafford Race Series is truly back. And Stafford Tourism has been amazing supporters of the series. And it was actually their brainchild. So it's Stafford Race Series, Run Like George. And it was Lisa and Courtney and I remember sitting around the table with them. And they're like, hey, what do you think about a race series? So this is back in probably 2016, 2017,
okay.
You know, just Lisa and Courtney are full of ideas. So
they're
a ton of fun. You're sitting around a table and you come up with all sorts of things. So so it was really their brainchild, and it's fun to be able to just continue to carry that on.
Because before this, there had not been, I can't think of many races or any races that Stafford County had. They all were city, pretty much city races.
Yes. Yeah. We were some of the first races to really exist in Stafford. You know, when I was working back at the Rouse Center, that was one race. We started with Halloween. We added the Frosty race.
Yeah.
And then really took it from there. So it is, you know, it's fun. We had hosted some races at Pratt Park that used River Road.
Yeah.
And you're right. Yeah. A lot of the races
there was
were
the
in
Heartwood. There was the Heartwood 10
yes.
miler.
Yes.
I did run that a couple of times.
Oh.
The The infamous
Hartwood. Torturous.
Yes. I have never seen so many rolling hills.
So many hills. And I had heard, I ran it one time, and I had heard about the hills, and I was like, nah, I'm in great shape.
That's
I'll be
what
fine.
I felt like.
I was in a world of hurt by mile 4, but I rallied, and part of it was because of Leah, your daughter.
Yeah.
You know, we ended up running the several, you know, last miles together until she crushed my soul in the last home stretch, where she glanced at me like, old lady, nice try. And she kicked it in and just crushed me.
The funny thing is, she had told me that story years ago, and I didn't know it was you.
Yes.
And we were talking about it, and all of a sudden I realized, you're the lady.
It was me. It was me, yes. But it was great to have Leah running alongside of me in probably the last 3 or 4 miles of the race. I was in halfway decent shape at that time. So, you know, it was good to have someone running alongside of you. We weren't even talking to each other, but just to have someone else running, you know, and suffering with you.
Yeah, yeah.
That's good.
That was the toughest thing. I found the other thing is the very first time I ever signed up for a 1 miler, mm-hmm. I thought, and I was in good shape,
yes.
And I thought, this will be good. I'll just zip. Oh. I remember.
Totally different.
I remember being a half mile in thinking, I don't think
this
I can finish.
This was a terrible
finish.
Idea.
Yes.
Yeah, because you're trying to run that faster pace for that short. And if
and
you're
you
not
can't.
Doing a lot of, you know, a lot of either 200 meter repeats, 400 meter repeats.
No, that's why I learned
that. Yes, your body's not used to trying to run fast for a full mile.
I couldn't get my breath. And I just thought, this is just.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of strategy to any kind of race.
A lot of it. Yes. Yeah, and that's
and you learn that.
You do learn that. And, you know, and it comes with a lot of it's just experience and getting out and trying it for the first time. So if there are people listening that are new runners or thinking about getting into running, you're not going to know until you try, right? And I feel like the running community is so welcoming and supportive.
Oh, yeah.
Of all ages, shapes, sizes, you know, paces. Just come out and do it. You know, like don't be afraid. No one will bite you on race day. We're all very friendly, welcoming people. Come out and do it. It's a lot of fun.
I was always towards the back, but everybody would cheer you on.
Yes.
And it does. You feel good about it.
Being towards the back, when you're running a slower pace, honestly, you're enjoying the scenery in the moment more.
Yeah.
If you're so focused on running really hard and really fast, I don't think you enjoy the race quite as much.
I had these friends who were they would come from out of town and they would run in races here, and they ran with me one time because they were injured and were just trying to get back, and that's the exact same they said.
It's more enjoyable.
We have never experienced a race like this, and this is kind of fun.
Right. Yes. Yeah. And I think it's all about your mindset. And you know, if you're going out to compete and that's your goal, that's awesome, right? And I think it's so important to have goals, because if you're going out and you're training hard, you want to set those goals for yourself and you want to feel that success, right? Where we are getting a new PR. But, you know, there's also a different mindset of I'm running for my health, or I'm running, you know, in honor of someone, or in, you know, in memory of someone. And yeah, it's a different mindset when you're coming out on race day. Some people are coming out to walk and enjoy the morning just supporting a cause with their friends. And so, yeah, it's all paces. It's just, yeah, it's a great community.
This will, you will not be surprised that this is, when you said some people come to walk, I rarely would walk, but my daughter would say to me, I run to win. Dad runs to walk. That was her saying.
I mean, it is funny how, yes, we just get older and things change. We ran a 5K. We were in Florida at Christmas time, and we signed up for a 5K on the 26th, so the day after Christmas. It was on a golf course. It was in memory of the race director who had lost his brother. And I hadn't run a step, other than cheering Kate on at cross country meets, you know, running around the course. I hadn't run. I looked at my Strava, and I was like, oh, the last time I ran was July 19th. This is not going to feel great today.
No.
But, you know, a lot of it is mental. You know, it really and truly is. And I'm like, I know I have the physical ability to go out and complete 3.1 miles. So I think I ran the first 2.16. I looked at my watch. I was like, okay, that was decent. And then I walked for a moment, walked, you know, just to get myself.
Yeah.
Just to finish, because I'm like, you know, you do a lot of pure bar classes, but that is a different kind of workout. You know, I'm doing those 4 to 5 days a week. But when you're not consistently running.
It is different.
It's different. It's
totally
different. My quads were so sore, and my hip flexors for like 3 or 4 days afterwards.
That's where, you know.
But I did it.
Aging does.
Oh, it does a lot of things.
It does impact your running.
It does, yes. And I have a really bad back, so I don't run as much as I used to. There were times where I was in cycles of marathon training, and I would be I would be done for like a week at a time just because of the back pain. So yeah, you know, getting older, it's not for the weak.
No, no, sure. Definitely not. May 7th is a great train race.
Yes. We love that race. We love being there. That is controlled chaos, right? Because we're going to have like 1,000 kids at least probably out there on race morning. And those heats are just going firing off one after another. And that's where having a great timer like Ken is key, where he can basically keep tracking all of that stuff. He's troubleshooting. He's problem solving along the way. Because, you know, you'll have kids that will accidentally run in the wrong wave. And, you know, you're just trying to make sure that everybody gets a finish time. But it is an iconic race. You know, I think at one point it was the largest kids race in the country.
Yeah, it was. Yeah.
So I wouldn't be surprised if it gets back to that again.
Oh, I know. Yeah, the numbers are they're climbing again. Yep. Kristen Losher here with Arsenal Events, arsenal-events.com, the website, Town Talk powered by Stafford Tourism. For information on events and activities, visit tourstaffordva.com. We'll wrap it up when we come back on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
Welcome back to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by EV Mobility. Here to keep you moving for daily life, travel, or just having fun, visit goevmobility.com. You can weigh in about today's Town Talk topic on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, your host, Ted Schubel.
Kristen Losher here with Arsenal Events as we talk about the running community in the area. The one of the races that we did not talk about is the Slam Rock Run that starts and you finish at Fred Nat Stadium.
Yes, so that was Ken and I. That was like our little brainchild. So Ken came up with the name for it. I knew I had wanted a St. Patrick's Day race for a long time, probably for the past 5 years. Because I loved themed races. They're just so much fun. So the first year that we held that race was last year, and it is a cool experience. So it kicks off with the kids' half mile. The kids get to run on the warning track. So the half mile course is entirely in the stadium, and they get to chase a leprechaun. So Chris from Lucky Road Run Shop was our leprechaun last year. Chris, if you're listening, I hope you'll do it again. And it was, I mean, it's so cute. For some of those kids, that was their very first race. And can you imagine feeling how cool you would feel as like a 4 or 5 year old running on the field and then finishing on the field? So it kicks off with that half mile race. Parents can be down on the field with their child because there's going to be 2 and 3 year olds running this race, right? We want them to finish. And then we do a mile race and then the 5K. And it was such a cool event. It almost hit 500 runners last year. So really, we're hoping for 1,000 this year because it is a cool experience. You know, so many people come dressed up. We will have like unique age group prizes. Everyone will get a medal. They get a nice T-shirt for the race. And of course, like with it being themed, there's so many costumes that show up on race day. So we're so excited to be able to bring that race back. And it was the first race in the stadium too. So that was, it was really exciting. Also, you know, a little stressful when you're the first race you know, in the stadium. There is some pressure associated with it. But yeah, we're really excited about that race.
Now, you've set up a series of races where people can really have some great experiences, whether it's running the Dahlgren Trail, running in the stadium, all these different. I mean, there are a lot of different, there are different lengths, and that's good too to stretch you.
Right. Oh, absolutely. So yeah, and I would say as far as like stretching yourself and setting goals, you won't know unless you try. You know, so if you've done a 5K, I think your next step would be try a 10K. Mm-hmm. You know, from there, try a half marathon and just see where it takes you, you know? But yeah, I mean, the Slam Rock race last year, it was Gus is amazing, right? So Gus comes out during awards and there are so many cool pictures, you know, speaking of making memories, so many cool pictures of the kids high-fiving Gus and getting their award and, you know, the parents with their phones and taking pictures and everything. It's just a great experience to have a race in the stadium. And Fred Nats, they're wonderful to work with.
Yeah, no, that was a fundraiser, and you just the way it finished.
Yeah,
and you could see yourself on the screen.
Right.
Everything.
Yes.
Everything about it was memorable, which is again what all of these races, what you strive to do.
Oh, absolutely. And the winner for the 5K, so she won last year, and one of the perks. So if you win the 5K, you're the top male or female in the 5K or the mile. You earn the opportunity to throw out the opening pitch and you get some tickets to the Fred Nats game. So you get to do that. So Teal, she won last year and she picked her date. Well, it turns out, you know, so she and her dad were going to the game. It turns out that was one of the games that Strasburg was down pitching at.
Oh, wow.
Her dad was a huge fan, right? Yeah. Totally geeking out over the whole experience. So, and Brian, our friend Brian with Run Sign Up, he was the one that, you know, reached out to be like, hey, my friend Teal's running it. And then he said, do you know who's pitching? You know? And so it was just the coolest, you
How
know,
perfect
coolest
is
text
that?
To get to be like, yes, what a cool experience for her.
Again, arsenal-events.com, all kinds of information. It gives you the race schedules.
Yes.
And thanks for what you guys all do, because
you
make the running. This is a great, like we said, running community, and you're part of it and make it work.
Yeah. It is fun. That is definitely the early mornings, maybe that's not so fun, but once the race starts and you see all of the people, that is definitely, you know, the best part of it.
Kristen Loescher with Arsenal Events. Kristen, thanks. We'll talk again soon.
Sounds good.
Town Talk powered by Stafford Tourism. For information on events and activities, visit tourstaffordva.com. Thanks for listening. See you in the morning.
Thanks for listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by EV Mobility. Here to keep you moving. For daily life, travel, or just having fun, visit goevmobility.com. Guests appearing on today's program are advertising partners who have purchased commercial airtime on WFVA and have been offered the opportunity to sponsor this broadcast. The views expressed by the host and guests on this program are their own and not necessarily those of this station, its management, or Centennial Broadcasting. Hear Town Talk anytime by subscribing to the Town Talk podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, and Spotify. The Glenn Beck Program is next on News Talk 1230 WFVA.